Thank you for listening to Radio Free Cybertron. This is Brian Hilby again this week with you. I want to take a moment here to explain our new format. I receive information during the week, such as news, links, the ATT Buzz reviews from Goldimus Prime, stuff from Turin, and instead of making you sit through this right here, each and every week, if you want to hear something, you're given straight access to it. As soon as I get it, it is posted to the webpage instead of going to the listen to RSC link on the left. Now just go to the main page, which you should see as soon as you start up the page here, and you'll see the new updates, which should be daily, hopefully at least daily, and also basically this also allows us to be more fan-friendly. If you want to email us something, we can now post your messages or what have you daily. We're adding a listener feedback forum sometime next week. Also, trivia will be expanded. Yay, I know you love that. Everyone loves trivia. And actually, it will be made... it'll be a little different, so you'll be encouraged to do it. On the show this week is going to be news from Cybertron, John DeLuna's ATT Buzz. We'll have trivia, and also I have an idea that I'll propose to you later to all you Quake players. Coming up right now is John DeLuna's ATT Buzz.
How you doing, everybody? This is the ATT Buzz, and the news group has slowed down quite a bit from earlier this week, but who can you blame all the non-posters, because earlier this week, we were jam-packed with news, all sorts of good tidbits, the first of which was the ATT got plenty, and I mean plenty, of pictures of the new Takara of Japan, Land of the Rising Sun, and their new 2000 Transformers line, entitled Transformers Car Robot. That is the title because that's what's on the packaging. So it looks like that earlier line or rumor about the toy line being called Transformers 2000 wasn't quite correct. That was probably more of a case of Takara trying to convince everybody that this is the new Transformers line for the year 2000 and that they are completely separate from Beast Wars. Although, half the Destrons are Beast Wars, so let's not get into that. Also, ATT got a little more info on the new Rhino re-release of Transformers the Movie on DVD later this fall. It looks like it will feature a remix soundtrack, which I hope means that all Rhino's going to be doing is cleaning up the existing soundtrack for the DVD format. And, you know, with this news of Transformers the Movie on DVD, I bet you're in the market for a DVD player. Well, hold on to that cash, because the latest hot rumor from Japan is that Sony of Japan is now ready to launch the PlayStation 2 as early as next week, mainly because Sony is so convinced that they have enough games. They have over 20 games ready for the PlayStation 2 that it makes no sense to hold back the system. So look for that. It is a rumor, but it could happen. And how does this all tie into Transformers the Movie on DVD? Well, the PlayStation 2 is a DVD player. So we're looking at more bang for the buck, guys. See, you can learn something new every time you listen to the ATT Buzz. And the Transformers have done the impossible. They have beaten Star Wars in Toy Fair's Toy Tussle Contest. I bet you can't believe it. Well, actually, I bet you can, since most of you did vote at least 50 times for it. And trust us, I think Transformers is going to win this whole thing, because the only thing standing between us and sweet, sweet victory is He-Man. Yeah, that's right, He-Man. Let me give you a little history lesson. He-Man was originally created for the movie Conan the Barbarian, but for some reason, that plan fell through, so they slapped new heads on the toys and released them under a new name, which was He-Man. That's right, He-Man wasn't supposed to happen in the first place. It was a freaking mistake. A freak of nature. So, everybody, get down to ToyFair.com or WizardWorld.com and vote for Transformers. Besides, if anything, if you think Transformers the movie was bad, go to Blockbuster and rent that Dolph Lundgren He-Man the movie mess. Now that was a waste of film, and this is the ATT Buzz for the week. For Radio Free Cybertron, I am John DeLuna.
Thank you, John. Before we go on to trivia, I want to mention that Spooky has once again brought in some pre-production toys. Well, maybe not pre-production. Off the truck would be probably a better way to put it. Spooky has a couple of Dinobots. Yep, new Dinobots. There will be a link on the page to send you there. And you can judge for yourself. By the way, coming up right now is trivia. You know the drill. If you know the episode from which this comes, email me at kilby316@abts.net. That's kilby316@abts.net. And let me know if you can. Okay. Coming up right now here is the... Well, coming up right now is the clip. It is from... Okay. It's a G1 episode. I think you can tell that. If you know the name of the episode, again, email us and let us know. Here it is.
The news I've been waiting for. It will take more.
And that's all of the clip you get. But to be fair, as usual, I'll do it once more.
The news I've been waiting for. It will take more.
And as usual, that will be posted on the webpage. But in accordance with our new format, you will actually not have to listen to the show anymore to hear that. It will be available on the main page every week in some fashion, either way. Okay, here's an announcement, or actually a proposition that I wanted to make to you, all the Quake 2 players out there. If someone is willing to set up a server for us, would anyone be interested in having a Quake 2, Transquake, rather, deathmatch, capture the flag, or whatever? If you'd be interested in that, or actually would set up the server for us, I may be able to do it. I have actually a slow 56K line, but I have a pretty fast machine. If you're willing to do that, or you would be interested, email me at kilby316@abts.net and let me know. Speaking of the fast machine, currently last week my computer crashed, lost every single bit of information on it. That's why most of the show is done dry today. Of course, that's better than using the same sound effects every week. I suppose, anyway. And, to boot, I've been very busy, so the show will be very, 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 very brief this week. But hopefully next week, with the new computer, we can have a bigger, better... I can't think of another B adjective. But we'll have a more informative website and show for you. Let me see here. Oh, yeah, before we go, we have the news. And that news would happen to be from Cybertron. As reported in a previous broadcast, Squirrel Convoy was appointed leader of the Eastern Hemisphere Cybertrons. In his first State of the Dynasty address, Squirrel Convoy minced few words in demanding an acorn in every plate and nice shiny objects for the masses. Some of his critics have accused him of being too liberal, while others complain about his incessant biting. And finally, in news from Cybertron, we hear it, Radio Free Cybertron are sad to announce that earlier in this week, Nightscream passed away. Wait a second. No, we're not. Okay, don't forget, on the Radio Free Cybertron homepage, there will be links to the new Transformers Dinobots, which are basically Beast Wars Neo repaints. And also, there is the ATT Buzz, which you've already heard if you listen to the broadcast. There's also a Tank War review from Goldimus Prime. And, what else is there? Oh, the Marvel Universe Transformed, that is, update. Don't forget to check out wildrun.com. That's WILDRUN.com. Our good buddy Vice Grip has updated it recently. Don't forget to check out Marvel Universe Transformed, www.geocities.com/MarvelTF. And look for an interview next week with the new Radio Free Cybertron cast or staffer, Maximus Prime, who is taking over the fanfic review. I want to mention before we go that if you don't have a web page, and you write fanfic, we're considering posting those for people who have no other way of doing so except for the news groups. So if you want us to post it, or at least provide a link to it somewhere, email me at kilby316@abts.net. That's KILBY316@abts.net. And don't forget the Transquake tourney that we'd like to set up. Let me see if there's anything else. Oh, yeah, don't forget to tune in next week for another edition of Radio Free Cybertron, and check in often throughout the week when there will be daily updates. Usually it will be a toy review or news. Yes, as soon as news arrives, we will post it. So, thanks again for Radio Free Cybertron. This is Brian Kilby signing off.
Constantinople now, Istanbul and Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople now. Church delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul and Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul.